Welcome to How to Overcome the Fear of Shining in Your Business so you can do what you love. This is a workshop for heart-centered solopreneurs, entrepreneurs, and creatives. And here's what you'll learn today. First, you're going to learn why releasing fear is the best and most crucial thing you can do to boost your business. Two, three places where fear might be hiding in your daily life and what to do about it. Three, a four-step process to stop fear in its tracks. And four, why positive affirmations don't always work and how to supercharge them so they will. So make sure that you have a pen and paper handy to take notes. Because I will be asking some questions, and you will want to write down some answers to the questions. And let's get started. Now, my first question for you, have you ever held yourself back from some sort of opportunity that would have put you out there in a bigger way? Have you ever shrunk away from promoting yourself and allowing yourself to shine? And would you like it to feel a lot easier? It's great when it feels easier, I will tell you that. And I am Mariam Buck Murray, if you don't know me. I'm a certified EFT practitioner, and I know all about the fear of shining because I lived in it for way too long. And that's why I specialize in helping solopreneurs, entrepreneurs, and creative professionals clear the fear that's holding them back in order to boost courage, confidence, and success. You see, I truly, truly, truly believe that within each and every one of us is a creative genius ready and willing to shine. But unfortunately, this inner brilliance gets hidden and forgotten underneath piles of self-doubt, fear, and negative self-talk. So that's why today I'm going to show you how to release the fear that holds you back from shining in your business. And what do I mean when I say shine in your business? It means a lot of things. I mean doing what it takes to highlight your talents and your services. I mean allowing yourself to shine at anything from the work that you do to your promotional and networking activities. Shining so that you can create the business that you really want and make money doing what you love. And so I've got to say that no matter what your best intentions are, until you release your fear, you will limit your ability to shine in your business, and you will limit your success. So right now, write down one or two action steps that you're avoiding because it scares you. Okay, so something that you know that something that would help your business or help, you know, help in some way, and you're avoiding it because it scares you. So write that down. And before we get into the processes that I'm going to share with you, I want to tell you a little bit more about myself so you understand where I'm coming from and why I'm really so passionate about the work that I do. You know, when it comes to hiding, I really am an expert. For whatever reason, I've been doing it all of my life. I was the youngest of five children, three sisters and a brother, and sometimes I would hide just to get away from my sisters. I would hide in my closet underneath piles and piles of clothing and make my parents search for me. I would hide in the woods pretending I was lost. I don't quite understand why hiding was so appealing to me, but it really was, and it still is. But one thing I didn't hide when I was young was my brilliance. I was very good in school, and I was never shy to raise my hand to give an answer. I was a creative writer. I wrote poetry and stories. I sang. I was Dorothy in The Wizard of Oz in third grade. And I also had roles in the high school plays when I was a child. And when I moved with my family to Holland for a year, I learned to speak Dutch fluently. I did a number of other things that year, too, that were pretty amazing. But it was during that year in Holland, when I was 13, that my life changed forever. I was snooping in my parents' bedroom one day after school, and I found a letter. And it was one of those thin blue airmail letters before the day of cell phones and Facebook. And it was stuck between some books on my mother's desk. And I was excited to read it because I saw from the handwriting that it was from my older sister who had stayed back in the States. But as I read the letter, I soon saw the horror that it contained. My sister told my parents how my other sister, Charlotte, had taken pills in an attempt to kill herself. And I was devastated and shocked beyond belief. And because I had been snooping, I told no one, not even my parents, what I had found. And instead, I went into hiding. I hid what I knew. I hid my emotions. And soon, I began to hide everything that had been brilliant about me. When we got back to the States, I turned into a completely different person. I started partying. I started hanging around kids who were getting into trouble. My grades plummeted. I stopped writing and singing. And my true voice became more and more muted as I watched my sister's continual attempts to end her life. You see, I didn't want to make her feel bad about herself. And so I was too scared to shine in front of her. And finally, after years of struggle, Charlotte took her life. I was 17. And up until that time, I told no one what was going on or what I knew. I was too scared to talk about it, even with my family. And they tried to protect me by not talking about it. By that point, when my sister died, I was really shut down. And in addition to all the grief and the shock and the trauma, I was left with an enormous fear of shining. And this fear would surface over and over and over again throughout my life. It's been a long road with lots of illness along the way, but with the help of many gifted healers and coaches, I healed, and I am very grateful. So I healed, and yet that old fear of shining would continue to surface. And I sold myself short over and over and over again. I would leave jobs just before a promotion. I wrote two children's cookbooks, but my fear of shining hampered my ability to promote the books. I was terrified of networking, and I would avoid it. But then I would feel terrible and resentful because not enough people knew about the work I was doing. And most of all, really, I was petrified of sharing this story, even though I knew it might help someone. So what I'm going to show you today is some of what I've used and shared with my clients to finally overcome so much of the fear so that I could have the courage to shine. Okay, so now, once I became a solopreneur and I really stepped into business, what I noticed, finally, was that I was not the only one who struggled with the fear of shining. And what I saw over and over again, both with my clients and in my networking groups, was the fact that so many of us have painful blocks that prevent us from excelling at the work that we love. I saw these struggles as I worked with even the most successful people. And it always boiled down to some sort of self-doubt blocking the success of a brilliant coach or an artist or performer or entrepreneur. It truly stunned me just to think about all that untapped brilliance. And so what I came to understand, rather begrudgingly, is that it doesn't matter how good you are at what you do. It matters how well you can put yourself out there. Really, truly, it does matter how good you are at what you do when you shine at what you do. But if you can't get yourself out there, then no one's ever going to know how good you are. And what I've discovered is that there are three major blocks to success. Number one, fear, which is what we're going to talk about today. Number two, the inner critic. And number three, limiting beliefs. I specifically designed my Unleash Your Creative Genius program to help my clients work through all of these blocks. And what we're going to talk about today, as I said, is fear. Specifically, how fear will block your ability to shine and truly succeed in your business, and what you can do about it. So again, here's what you'll learn today. Why releasing fear is the best and most crucial thing you can do to boost your success. Number two, three places where fear might be hiding in your daily life and what to do about it. Three, a four-step process to stop fear in its tracks. And four, why positive affirmations don't always work and how to supercharge them so they will. Okay, so first, number one, understand what fear is doing to you and why it is crucial to release it. So I'm sure you're familiar with the old saying, feel the fear and do it anyway. And it really is true that taking action can help to eliminate fear. Unfortunately, when the fear is big enough or so deeply ingrained, it will feel impossible to take action. Fear hijacks your brain, plain and simple. The hormone cortisol is released when you're faced with stress or fear, and it actually triggers the loss of blood from the thinking part of your brain. So when you take action while under the effects of fear, your best efforts will be impaired. Remember that safety is a very powerful primal need. And when fear is strong, it will override your best intentions as it seeks to keep you safe. So your first step in managing and releasing fear is to notice that it's there. Next, you can take steps to clear your fear, which I'll describe later in this presentation. Once you clear away even some of your fear, you'll have access to clear thinking, which will help you make your best decisions as you move forward in your business. All right, next. It's important to know, okay, so if we're going to find the fear to clear it, we've got to be able to find it, right? And it's important to know that fear loves to hide. It's very sneaky. And sometimes we're so good at hiding our fear that we don't even know it's there. The problem is, of course, if we can't find it, we can't clear it. So here are some of the common places where you'll find it. The first one is procrastination. This is a very, very popular hangout for those of us who are afraid of success, failure, and really everything in between. When we procrastinate, we're not facing the task that scares us. So, for example, a coach who has a fear of shining might hold back on putting up her website or getting her business card done. An actor who's afraid of criticism might procrastinate when it comes to scheduling auditions. The habit of procrastination can become so habitual that you forget the fear is there, and instead, you might be convinced that you're just plain lazy. So take a good look the next time you procrastinate. What are you avoiding? Why are you avoiding it? And what is it about the task that scares you? So take some time right now to write down the tasks or projects you're avoiding and include some quick thoughts on the reason why you're avoiding them. Okay, so if you need more time, you can pause this recording. The next place where fear loves to hide is busyness. And perhaps this is the opposite of procrastination, you might say, but not really, because excessive busyness and busy work is another form of avoidance. See, many times we avoid slowing down to nurture our dreams. It can feel very scary to nurture our talents and dreams. We worry what will happen if we fail, what other people will think if we succeed. And it can feel a lot safer to keep busy with tasks where we don't feel challenged. So take a moment right now to write down some of the areas in which you keep yourself busy. It could be housework or filing or some sort of volunteer work that ends up taking all of your time. And then next, write down what you are neglecting because of your busyness. Okay, so again, you can pause this recording while you write down your answers. All right, the third place where fear loves to hide is in indecision. How often have you told yourself, I don't know what to do, I'm stuck, and then you stay stuck, not taking action? That's okay, sometimes, of course. However, many times, if we just look closely, really closely, at what we really want, our next step is clear. And that next step might be scary. It might mean having a difficult conversation or quitting a job or putting yourself out there in a brand new way or sending an email to a prospective client. It really could be anything what our next step is. But if it feels scary to you, you might find yourself feeling as though you're stuck. So the next time you're stuck, allow yourself to get clear on what you want and then take a step in that direction. And so now, as I promised, here's my four-step technique to stop fear in its tracks. Step number one, recognize when you're in fear or hiding from fear. Increase your awareness of its hiding places. Recognize what it does to your body and mind. Recognize how it's influencing your actions in the moment. And once you've recognized your fear, get as clear as you can about the target of your fear. In other words, what are you really afraid of? So step number one is getting really clear about what you're afraid of and what this fear is doing both to your body, to your mind, and to your actions. Step number two, embrace your fear. So the majority of fear comes from past experiences. One of my clients is a really talented singer, you know, but she was fearful of singing in public. And this was a result of a childhood experience when somebody made fun of her more than a few times as she was singing. And so by embracing the younger, very disappointed place within herself, she was able to help release her fear with EFT tapping. And now she performs regularly in one-woman shows. So embrace yourself with compassion when you're in fear. Allow yourself to sense the younger part of yourself that felt afraid or hurt. And you might notice that a mix of emotions comes up, and that's okay. Step three is to release the fear. So now that you're feeling it, EFT tapping, as I've mentioned, is a quick, effective way to release fear. Anything that helps to lower cortisol, such as deep breathing, yoga, and meditation, will also help. So right now, I'm going to guide you through a brief EFT tapping round. And you should have received the instructions for EFT tapping in the email that you received when you signed up for this workshop. And if you haven't read them, no worries. You can follow along as best as you can and come back to this recording later. So for the purpose of this round, go back to the first exercise, where you wrote down something you're avoiding doing because of fear. Or choose something else that has to do with your business that triggers feelings of fear. So now just bring it to mind, this activity that triggers fear, and feel it in your body. You can close your eyes and just notice how this feels in your body. Notice if it looks like something, or if it has a texture or color. and we'll start tapping. Okay. You can keep your eyes open or closed, and I will guide you through the tapping points. As we're tapping, I will say a phrase, and I will pause and give you time to say the phrase after me. So just follow along, and I will guide you. So go to your karate chop point. Start tapping with your other hand on the fleshy part between the pinky and the wrist. And follow along. Even though I feel this fear when I think about doing this, I accept myself and who I am. Staying on the karate chop point. Even though I sometimes allow fear to hold me back in my business, I accept myself and how I feel. Karate chop point. This fear. I feel it in my body. Sometimes it stops me. And even though this happens, I accept myself completely. Okay, go up to the eyebrow point. This fear, side of the eye, I don't want it to stop me. Under the eye, but it scares me sometimes. Under the nose, and I hold myself back from shining. Chin point, it feels so strong sometimes. Collarbone point. I wish I could let it go. Under the arm. What if this fear could feel smaller? Top of the head. What if it could feel softer? Eyebrow point. What if I really could let go of some of it? Or even all of it. Side of the eye. This old fear, it's really old. Under the eye. Maybe it's not strong enough to stop me. Under the nose. I'm stronger than my old fear. Chin point. And I want to succeed at the work that I love to do. Collarbone point. I want to help my business grow. Under the arm. I'm ready to take one step forward. Top of the head. And then another, and another, and another. I'm ready. Okay, now take a deep breath and another and a sip of water. And once you've done this tapping, you may notice a difference in the way that the feel fears. The fear feels. You may notice that you've released it. You may notice that it feels softer or less strong. But whatever you notice, if there is still fear, you can go back to this process and do it over and over and over again on any fears that you have. And another good thing to do when you're feeling fear is to forget about the words and just use the tapping points to tap on the energy of the fear and allow it to release, because tapping will release reduce cortisol, which is the hormone that is released when you're under fear. Okay, so that was the third step. We've had step one for the four-step process to stop fear in its tracks. Step one is to get really clear about the fear that you're feeling, what it's about. Step two is to embrace your fear. Step three, which we just did, was to release your fear. And step four is to activate your courage. So once you're feeling more relaxed, so once you've done some tapping and you feel more relaxed, this is the time to take action. And action is what will help you move forward and develop more courage. So right now, decide on two or three small steps you will take in the next week to help you shine in your business. Once you get the momentum going, your courage will definitely grow. And it's really best and wonderful to do it from this place when you're feeling more relaxed and your brain is more clear. Okay, so now the last thing I'm going to talk about today is a way to supercharge your affirmations. You know, the problem with affirmations is that they don't always work. If they don't land, meaning if they don't resonate with you, if you don't believe them, you'll have a hard time making them come true. Truly, it's just that simple. If you don't believe the affirmations, you'll have a very difficult time manifesting them. So instead of doing affirmations that might not feel true, what I suggest to my clients and my students is to use EFT to tap in positive personal affirmations that you can more easily believe. So right now, write a list of things that you like about yourself and ask yourself the following questions. What qualities do I admire about myself? What gifts do I have to offer? What are my natural talents and abilities? And you can pause to do this again if you like. And this is a list that you're going to keep building on. You can keep adding to it. You know, when you have successes and new things happen to you, add on to your list. And what you're going to do with your list is you can say it aloud, type it up, or have it on your, you know, have it on your laptop, write it out. Say it aloud with feeling as you're tapping through the EFT points. So you don't have to start at the karate chop point like I did in the last round. What you can do is you can just go right up to the eyebrow point and tap on the points on the face and the torso as you're saying these personal positive affirmations about yourself. It's a really powerful process. And, you know, so for example, you might be saying, I am really good at working with my clients, or I love the way that I speak in public, or I love the way that I understand people. I love the way that, you know, I love my artistic talent. It's very personal to you. So whatever you would say, put it in a positive phrase, and then you can tap it in. So for my clients in my Tame Your Inner Critic and my Unleash Your Creative Genius programs, I actually create personalized affirmation audios. Okay, so now here you are. And just by using the process and techniques we discussed today, you can begin to release the fear that holds you back in your business, so you'll have the courage to shine and succeed. What's happened for me by using these methods is truly miraculous. I have so much more confidence now. It's so much easier. I love going to networking meetings. I connect with and I work with amazing people that I've attracted because I've really opened up so much more. I've let go of jobs and obligations which no longer serve me, and I reach out for new opportunities. And best of all, I have a new podcast, Courageous Heartbeats, which is right now launching on iTunes. So the more I allow myself to shine, the more my perfect clients and opportunities come to me. It's really, really true. One of my clients, who's a coach, was worried about sharing her more wild side in her blog. And she'd procrastinate putting it out there. And she was afraid of the criticism from people with more conservative views, so we used EFT to help clear her fears of criticism. And once she began showing more of who she was, the right people, her ideal clients, were thrilled, and they started sharing her blog with their friends. So another example of how this works is another client of mine, a gifted artist, who was scared to put her work out there. So she would do artwork, you know, she'd create projects, but then she would busy herself with just about every other activity except her own work and getting it out there. And so once we cleared some of her fears of rejection, she began to feel more comfortable. And now she's launched a new project, and she's busy inviting people to her newest exhibit. And then another client of mine was stuck in indecision. She's a caterer, and she was complaining about being stuck and not knowing what to do. And she kept herself busy with small jobs, but not the jobs she knew she was meant for. And she was beginning to lose her passion for her work. She was really frustrated keeping herself so small in business, and she wasn't really clear about the reason why she kept doing this to herself. But when we looked closer, she realized that she was actually terrified of growing bigger. And so we used EFT on her fears, and she was able to reconnect with her passion and create a plan to grow her business at a very comfortable pace for her. So imagine what your business would be like if you truly stepped into the courage to shine. What would happen for you? What would change? How would you feel? And how close are you to that right now? So if you're listening to this training right now, maybe you're struggling with a pattern of procrastination and you're not getting things done. Or maybe you find that you keep yourself extra busy with everything except expanding your business. Maybe you're stuck and you can't find the clarity you need to move forward. What I've shown you today is how to take that first crucial step to begin to release your fear and anxiety. And of course, one of the best ways I know to do that is by EFT tapping, by using EFT tapping. And the beauty of EFT is that you can use it by yourself. And sometimes that truly is enough. But what I want you to understand is that fear is only one piece of the puzzle, and fear can be tricky. And as I mentioned, there are three major blocks when it comes to shining in your business: fear, the inner critic, and limiting beliefs. So that's why I'd like to offer you the opportunity to speak with me personally so that we can discuss the blocks that are keeping you from shining in your business. Together, we can look at your most persistent patterns and talk about how to break through them. I can share with you my systems for helping you unleash your creative genius. And this is a complimentary call, no strings attached. And you can schedule your call by going to my website at mariambuckmurray.com and scrolling down and clicking on the apply for a call, a creative genius call at the bottom of the screen. And really, I hope you call me. So that's all for today. Remember, you've got brilliance that's waiting to shine. And when you tap into your courage, everything changes. I'm Marion Buck Murray. Goodbye for now.